Chapter 2. When asked why he was so determined to join the military, Johnny always gives some variation of the same answer. He wanted to serve his country, wanted to protect the helpless, wanted to give his life to something higher than himself. It's not a lie. Something in him recoils at the thought of voicing a false reason, something that feels older than it should conceivably be. His childhood games back him up, the stick sword and bark shield of a knight of the realm upholding a sacred duty, the weeds he picked out with his man, the rare herbs of a blessed pilgrim, tending to the ills of the sick and the lost, his sketches the offerings of a disciple dedicated to a long-forgotten god. He wanted to be a soldier before he even knew the word for it. Sometimes his mam teases him that he was born a trickster. She thought he would be such a quiet child, easy where his sisters ran her ragged, that he was born silent as winter's night when other babes came out screaming. It was only when she fed him for the first time that he cried, wailing his little lungs out as if his very heart had broken, and he'd been fighting the world ever since. Johnny laughs along with her at the familiar story, warm and love-worn around the edges. He laughs with her and his dad and his sisters, his voice a strong, bolstering layer in the McTavish melody, and he says he was just keeping her on her toes. Johnny laughs because he doesn't know how to explain that sometimes he thinks he was born with blood in his mouth. Born with blood on his tongue, sweeter than anything his mam could provide him, and his tears and broken heart had been for the taste of it getting washed out. He doesn't know how to look into the eyes of the ones who raised him in gentle safety and tell them he feels drawn to violence and death like the call of an old friend, that cleaning his hands after a battle feels like an insult. To whom, he can never tell. How can he ever voice the sick excitement he feels when a squadmate falls, that he looks forward to his dreams when he should fear nightmares laying in wait? There's no excuse for the bright anticipation of seeing flashes of an old, worn skull, pale as the horseman's steed, out of focus and ill-defined, like it's just out of reach. How can he explain that he longs to wake up with warmth on his lips, like death stopped to visit him too? So Johnny holds his tongue, and he laughs. He dutifully washes himself of the blood he's spilt, and he offers mourning words in the name of his lost brothers in arms, and he lets his family see their son and brother as a sworn protector instead of a man courting death. But even the lover of death can't delay the inevitable. Johnny falls. He falls to betrayal and confusion and a scattering of birds. His captain's beggings, nothing but a fading hum in his ears, as his grip slackens and the table below him becomes warmer than his flesh. Johnny dies with blood in his mouth, and he opens his eyes to the taste of life. He opens his eyes to ghost, and he remembers. Remembers the decades, the centuries they spent together in service to the fearful dead. Remembers his hands stained red as he dutifully cleaned Ghost's picked over body. His reverence imbued into his flesh with every pass of cloth and drop of crystal water. Johnny falls into Ghost's arms, and this time he doesn't fear leaving them. They know now how long they have together. How long they can stretch the resilience of his soul in this space between spaces before he needs to rest, to return to the mortal plane and live out another lifetime with godly blood on his tongue. And when the time comes, Johnny will go willingly into the great light, knowing he will always find his way back to his God. The end. Where is the light? Where is the light? Where is the light?
thou, peace thou, what comes before the light? Where is the light? Where is the light?
The music used in this podfic is Ave Maria by Pink. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment, you're more than welcome to. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, the place to do that is on the podfic post, which is probably where you found the podfic in the first place. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, the place to do that is on the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening.